Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Every time I had the opportunity of reading through Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, I always ask myself, can anybody, can any woman measure to this standard? But yes, it is possible. If the Lord Jesus Christ will tell us that we should be like our Father who is in heaven, who is altogether holy, altogether righteous, altogether sinless, can we say that he has spoken wrong or he has said the right thing, that by his grace we can achieve it? Mothers and every sister that is in the house, whether married or not married yet, I believe that we have a lesson here for us to really think about and pray about. In the first place, we see that not every woman that has a child can be called a mother. It's just like some fathers, or should I say some people who can father a child, that can really be called father. Because you can give birth doesn't actually mean that you are a mother in the true sense of it. And I pray by the grace of God, Christian mothers will measure up to the standard and be able to acquire the praise of their children and even the praise of their husbands in Jesus' name. Here in the Word of God, we have some characteristics of a noble woman. A noble woman, my Bible calls it a virtuous wife. In the first place, the first thing that we see in verse 10 is a question. It says, who can find a virtuous wife? Wife. It's as if it is impossible. Then he says that she is worth more than precious jewels. This one says far above rubies. Now, it is rare to find such a person, but it is possible to find such a person. Such a woman, valuable because it is rare, valuable because, before you can find such, you must go farther and farther and farther into so many places before you can actually find some. And I got to know that when things are rare, things become valuable. You won't believe it. A common banana is now so valuable because it is rare to find. Common banana. My wife and I tried it last week and we found one tiny things like that, very few, and the amount they said that we should pay for it, not even in Lagos. In my village, Ede, I was almost screaming. But why? It is rare. The same thing about a virtuous wife, a virtuous mother. Rare to find. But you can make yourself one. Now, this particular person can be trusted. Trusted by her husband. Trusted with money. Trusted with the care of the family. Trusted with everything that the husband may have. Trusted in the sense that that woman will not make a gain out of whatever the husband has given. Do you know that some wives do that? This is the money for feeding. You take part of it to buy Ashwabi. Can that be trusted? She's not extravagant. She's not careless. And she's not frivolous concerning how she spends the money. She's trusted by her husband. Then again, the Bible went on to say that in verse 12, I love this, verse 12. Let's say, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. In the young days, in the middle year days, and then in the old time age, she does good, not evil. But I found something in the scriptures that it is possible to do your husband good in an ungodly way. And what we expect is that you do him good in a godly manner. Now you want to ask me, how can you do good to your husband in an ungodly way? An example is that of Jezebel. Whatever the husband wanted, she provided it because she would do him good all the days of her life, but in an ungodly way. I pray that yours will not be like that, because the name of Jezebel is not forgotten for evil. Then again, the Bible says that this woman is industrious, very industrious. She's not in any way seeking for the husband to just be the breadwinner, but she actually will keep what God intended for the woman to be to her husband, a helpmeet fit for him. And I see this woman who is so industrious, using her hand to make something out of nothing, making sure that she raises the value of the home. What a woman. She's prudent, highly diligent, very much strong, not a lazy person that actually will sleep all day. And when the husband comes, is talk, talk, talk. Very hardworking. She is compassionate. Compassionate in the sense that she does not in any way look only between the four walls of her home. She looks out to the poor. Has confidence. Confidence in God. Confidence in everything that actually she does. Because she knows that indeed she's responsible to God. You know something? When the Bible says that the woman out of wisdom will do things for her home, I sincerely pray that our wonderful Christian mothers will be filled with wisdom. Wisdom to know what to do at the right time. Wisdom to take care of the children. Wisdom to know when to discipline them. Wisdom to know when to embrace them. Wisdom to know what actually is necessary for the family. And let me tell you this. Mothers, if you want to be praised, you must embrace the one who alone deserves our praise. This woman fears God. I've seen beautiful women not caring about God because of their beauty. I've seen, wonderful women filthily rich, not caring about what God actually should mean to their families. But this woman, with her charms and beauty, fears the Lord. That is where the praise comes from. That is where the strength comes from. That is where the wisdom comes from. That is where the value comes from. And sincerely speaking, if any woman will want to be praised, such a woman must fear God. Be godly in all that you do, and the world will remember you for it. The adage says that, the woman that rocks the cradle builds the nation. We don't want to rock the cradle anymore. We want to be in charge of the world. God will help us to identify our role and to play it well. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.